Blog Talk Radio. Oh, well, let's bring on Pastor Leroy and see what he has to say tonight. Hey, Pastor Leroy.
Pastor Ken, wow. You are my hero, man. 8 straight shows in a row, man. Very impressive. And thank you.
Yes,
for,
yes, I understand. I understand Pastor Ken had a show today and that he wasn't prepared or something.
Well, I was on Pastor Ken's show earlier. He was pissed off. He was upset. It really wasn't a good show. I was on his show 3 hours ago. And, it was not a good show, man. He's got some issues. I don't know what's going on with him. He's very pissed off. I understand his sister has cancer, and I can understand that. But you know what? I don't understand why he dissed me. I've been on his show for like 3 months, man. Almost every time he comes on, I've been on his show. That kind of upsets me, man.
Well, what did he do, Pastor Leroy?
Well, he just blew. It seemed like he just blew me off, man.
Yeah,
like blew me off.
That's so wrong. You don't do that to your faithful callers, or even as long as you've been calling in, you basically are his co-host.
Well, yeah, I was a little pissed off about that, but I hope he shows up tomorrow night or Sunday night and shows his true colors. I don't understand what's going on with him, man. But I'm glad to be on your show, Pastor Ken. You know, you are my brother from another mother.
Yes,
I thank you for doing a show for now 8 straight nights. Damn, dude, you are like a legend, man. 8 straight nights. Look, this is your 8th night. Am I wrong or right?
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% correct. This is my 8th night in a row. Okay, and I plan on doing shows every night. That's why I want to bring a message to people throughout the world. Okay, whoever listens that wants to hear the message, okay, may they be blessed by it.
Let's hear that message, man.
All righty. Okay. Well, let's get ready for a fun-filled night of a great message, and it's titled The Gift of Deliverance. And it's also, we're back in Colossians in chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. So, yesterday we looked at verse 12. We found that the Christian people who truly know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, not just nice guys or gals, these persons will be given thanks to God continually for all that he has done. So giving thanks is a mark of being truly saved. The question to be considered today is, why is it that some people do not thank God? Or why is it that some people just don't see what God has done for them? The answer is a simple one. Most people do not give thanks to God for what he has done for us, specifically his gift of salvation, because they do not see what he has done, nor do they understand the reason why God had to do what he did. The problem behind this is that we human beings don't truly understand our own condition. And until we do so, there is no way we are going to understand or even begin to accept what God has done for us. You see, these verses from Colossians are speaking to that, for he, that God, delivered us. The Greek word here is ek, meaning out of, for he delivered us out of the dominion. Here in the Greek word, ekousia, means the power. He has delivered us out of his power of darkness. So the one little verse tells us exactly what is wrong with men and women and what has to come about before the problem is made right. When we get a grip on this truth, on this one truth, then we will see things totally differently. We then we come to understand just what it is that is truly wrong in our world. And that is when we come to start seeing things not from our perspective, but from God's perspective. No longer do we see the troubles and confusion as something that can be solved by picketing or by yelling or screaming in someone's face. You're a sinner and you're going to hell. No longer do we see the troubles and confusion in our world as something we can solve with mere legislation. Instead, we start seeing things from God's perspective and understand the need for Jesus Christ in people's lives.
You see, Carol, really, Carol, you're going to give me a like, not a love?
Amen. So if we think about the world we live in, what do we read and hear about? We read about and even see personally the crime of all the murder and all the hatred and all the atrocities being committed all across the world. The violation of human rights, all the suffering of some of the hands of ruthless men and women. So it's no wonder we ask ourselves the question, what is wrong? Maybe you recall hearing the news the other day that some man ran a car through the yard of a daycare center out in California, killing two small preschool children. When he was apprehended and asked why he did it, he said he wanted to kill some innocent ones. It is obvious there is definitely something wrong with our world, but it is not a political question. We've got to go a lot deeper than that. We've got all the laws on the books we can think of, but that hasn't changed our world. It's not a social question either. Here again, we've got some more social programs than we've ever had, and we still have nothing changed. And we start new social programs, new church programs, left and right. Has made it a change. It's not a matter of throwing more money at the problem. It's not a matter of educating people. We've been trying to do that, too, with no success. The root of all of these centers on people, it centers on men and women. Humankind. And the real question is, we need to be looking at is what makes the individual being doing such things. When people are asked this question, though it's interesting the response we hear. Some say, there is nothing wrong with me. That's the other guy. Most of us have heard ourselves that we don't even have to do a survey. All we hear is just a weird phrase we're going through. Or maybe we've heard statements like, people really are essentially good at heart. There are just a few bad apples out there. But what people basically are saying is this. The troubles in the world are just because of a few bad men and women who've gotten into power. The world overall is really okay. And by the large, men and women are overall good people. It's just the Milosevic's, the Hitlers, the Idi Amin's, the Charles Manson's, and the Bundys are out of step with society. In other words, the ordinary man is really okay. It's just the monsters running out there and on the roofs are messed up, and they just make life bad for others. So if we could control them, everything would be just fine.
Christmas tree.
Okay, hold on for a second. Okay.
To me, that's a great Christmas tree. Nonsense.
Okay. All righty. Okay, let's see. So, then people say, well, the reason things are bad and out in the world is that we just haven't come far enough yet. This is evolutionist response. See, these people will tell you how much progress man has made, and they do it by going all the way back to the cave dwellers, saying, look how far modern man has developed. Sure, we've come all the way from living in caves and going on the cave walls to living in modern homes and apartments. But do you know something? We're still drawing on the walls and still doing some other things that are a lot more harmful than that. But all of this is according to this group. It's just because we're still in the time lag of the evolutionary process. And then there's a view of psychologists who supposedly can explain and understand just about everything. There are the frauds and Jungs here again. Even if we don't always understand what they're saying, there is one thing that this group figured out. And I have to agree with them on this point. Carl Jung was a man whom some of you may have heard. He was a Swiss psychiatrist and is one of the founding fathers of modern depth psychology. Jung's most famous concept, the collective unconscious, had deep influence not only in psychology, but also in philosophy and the arts. And he died in 1961. But listen to this, will you? Jung wrote, "We need more understanding of human nature because the only real danger that exists in man itself. He is the great danger, and we are pitifully unaware of it. His psyche should be studied because we are our origin of all coming evil." So think about what Jung wrote. Here's a man who died, here's a man who did not believe in God. Here's a man who was one of the leading atheists of his day and a very learned man, a very intelligent man, and he outright admits, "We know nothing of man, and we must know more of man because he is such a terrible danger." Most interesting, it's obvious that a lot of people know there is some sort of problem, but right here in verse 13, we find God telling us explicitly and exactly what the problem is. You see, verse 13 tells us that the problem with the world is the very fact that the world is under the domain and power of darkness. This is the only true picture and description of mankind and the world we live in today. This world is in the power of darkness. And only hope is for us to be delivered, which is exactly what happens when we accept the gift of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has delivered us from the power of the dominion of darkness and conveyed into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. When any one of us come to accept this free gift from God, our sins are forgiven because of he redeems us through the shedding of his own Son's blood. And look what God does. He delivers us. He does it himself. And the reason we need this deliverance is that the world is under the power of the devil, just like we're told in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 3. "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power in the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we once contradicted in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, with the nature's children of wrath, just as the others." And see, our present-day problem with the world goes back as far as Genesis chapter 3. People continue to put themselves under the power of the devil. Start with the beginning. Take the account of the fallen man. Adam and Eve, what did the devil do? He came quietly in the form of a serpent and asked a question. He said to the woman, "Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" What was it he did? He put doubt there. He was saying, "Are you really fool enough to listen to God? Give me a break, woman. You're swearing that. God knows perfectly well that the instant you eat that fruit of the tree, you will become just as God, and you will be ever so enlightened and be able to understand just as much as he does. He doesn't want you to do that. He's holding you back, sweetie." The devil tempted Adam and Eve. They both listened to the song of lies, and they fell, and the result put them under his power. And ever since that very moment that Adam and Eve sinned, mankind has been in trouble. We live in a world that is full of confusion, a world of wars, a world full of darkness, and the reason is that we live under the domain of darkness, the power of darkness. And people continue to put themselves under the strong man's power, the devil's power ever since. They have continued to allow him to hold them captive in his palace of darkness. It is in the darkness that the devil darkens the mind. He keeps us in the dark. He creates a mist of sorts to confuse and muddle things. And because people are walking in the darkness, they succumb to thinking they're really quite okay. But they are blinded by the darkness. That's why people think they are really quite wonderful. The problem is they simply do not know the real truth about themselves. People need the deliverance from the devil's power. But it takes something stronger, okay, than our own willpower. It takes something stronger than a good support group. Okay, it takes something stronger than a good 20-step program. The reason is we're up against the devil, strong man. And you and I and all our friends and all the enemies in the world, we cannot overcome. But here's when God steps in. Here's where he provides exactly what is needed. He gives us Jesus Christ, who is the strongest, who literally overcame and plundered the devil's palace. The Lord God delivers us from the power of darkness through Jesus Christ. Perhaps you're struggling with something right now, and you've not been able to overcome. Maybe an addiction, maybe to drugs or alcohol, to cigarettes or pornography, to adulterous relationships, maybe to chasing the gold at the end of the rainbow. Maybe you feel like the greyhound in a race, always running full out, trying to catch that rabbit on the rail, who's always just beyond your reach. There's hope. There's hope. And hope is in Jesus Christ. God has done this for you and for me because he loves us so very much. So today, turn to him and ask for his help in delivering you from the devil's domain. And amen. Amen. I hope you got something from today's sermon. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your lawful Savior, okay, you can do so right now. You can ask the Lord to come into your life by simply saying this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we here would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we will bring you on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. God bless you. Let's play a little bit of music. Okay, and we'll get back to the callers. Here we go.
Yeah.
Lord by Love Light. Wonderful song, wonderful song. Amen. All righty. Let's go back to the callers here and see what we have. Well, we got Pastor Leroy here. Okay, let's bring Pastor Leroy back on. Hey, Pastor Leroy.
Hey, Pastor Kent. Thank you for being on my show tonight. Thank you for being on your show tonight. I'm sorry. I've had a lot of alcohol tonight, so I'm going to kind of hang on the side, man. I want to thank you for doing the show for 8 straight days, man. You are my hero. Wow, 8 straight shows in a row for Pastor Ken, man. You got to give him credit for that. I'm going to hang on the side, man.
All righty.
I love you,
all right, let's get another caller from area code 210, my area code here in San Antonio. Let's see who we have.
Hello.
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 Hey, how you doing tonight?
Do you know who this is?
Yep.
Who is it?
It's Grover.
How'd you guess? I didn't. Wait a minute. I called from a 210. That's probably how you knew, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If I sound different, it's because I got some different headphones on. I got the AirPod Max. You know there's an AirPod Max headphones that cost $599. Did you know about those?
No, I didn't know that. How are you affording all this stuff there, Grover? You're homeless.
Well, down there at the Haven for Hope, they have a program with Apple, and they have a loaner so the homeless people can get back on their feet. So I got the new iPhone 14 Max, and it's very nice. And it's got the 5G, and it's got the OLED screen, and it's got 512 gigabyte storage on board. And the iPod Max headphones, they cost $549, but I got one. So if I sound different, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Must be nice to be able to get all the great stuff from the Haven of Hope.
Well, Haven for Hope, they have a program. They let the homeless people use these items. We don't get to keep them. They're just loaned out. We kind of check them out. We sign our names to a paper.
Oh, okay.
Have you been down to Haven for Hope lately?
How long do you get to keep them for?
Well, like every week, they want you to check in every week to make sure that the equipment's taken care of. But then you can sign up for another week.
Okay.
I think Haven for Hope's a lot different now since you've been here.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Hey, you had that homeless man called in from Haven for Hope, and he was trying to ask you to come down and be a pastor. Have you signed up for your appointment yet?
Well, I've been talking with them, and they don't know when they can do it.
What do you mean you talked to them? What do you mean?
I called and talked with someone, and I said that I was requested to be a guest pastor there, okay, and to deliver a message. And they said they'll have to get back to me and see if they can work that into their schedule.
Can you tell me who you talked to? I might know who it is.
It was a female. I can't remember her name. I think it was Mary or something like that.
Oh, is that the one that's got the big jugs?
I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know if she's got big jugs or not. I didn't get a chance to see what she looked like.
Oh, because you're on the phone. Well, I know there's a
yeah.
was a woman down here. There's a woman down here named Mary. Got some nice cans on her. I know you don't like women, but I just want you to know that.
Okay. All right. Well, let me bring on another caller here. We got another caller here from 111. Let's see
well,
who
I'm sorry
we got.
To bore you. Okay.
No,
I'm
you're not boring me.
Apologize.
No, no, no. 111, you're on the air. Who do we have?
Hello.
Hello.
Kenny.
What did you do?
What's up, Kenny? How you doing, brother?
Hello.
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Can you hear me all right, Kenny?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, brother. Hey, I just wanted to call in. Did you happen to hear Pastor Kent's show earlier?
No, I did not. I've been hearing all kinds of mixed emotions about his show tonight. I mean, can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Listen, I am absolutely dumbfounded. I'm bamboozled. I am completely just, he terrorized me on the phone today, Kenny. Listen, a brother called in from a 111 number, right, which I don't think is that big of a deal. I don't think that is a big deal. I don't think that makes him a bad person. He called in. Kent was ranting and raving about people calling from 111s, even though nobody called that show today. He did not get one prank call. Not a one. And this brother called from a 111, and he explained to Kent, he said, listen, some people just don't want to give out their number, which I think is fair, right? Kent immediately, this man was a real caller. Kenny, I've been listening to Kent's show for 5 years. I've never heard a real caller ever. This is his first real caller. You know what Kent did? Kent cut this man off and hung up on him. And then I called him, and I said, because he called from a 111 number. It wasn't a prank call. Nobody was disrespecting Kent. There was nothing said disrespectful at all. I listened to it. This really upset me because you take 111 callers all the time, and if it's a prank call, you just hang up the phone. And so I told Kent, I said, listen, man. I said, listen, this dude called in with a serious call, and you didn't even let him get to his point because you hung up on him, and then you screamed at him. After you hung up on him. So I called in and I said, Kent, this is not godly behavior. If you're a pastor, you should not be enraged and yelling all the time on your show. That whole show was him angry, just being mean. And so I called in to defend that man that was not allowed to speak on his godly radio show. And he yelled at me and then ended the show.
Wow.
That's exactly what happened.
You know, it's like this. I mean, I'll take anybody that calls, okay? Whether they're 111, 999, 666, it don't matter, okay?
210.
Okay, I'm going to take a call.
You godly man, okay? Man. That's what I told Kent. I said, you are not a godly man treating people like this. A godly man is not enraged and screaming at people and yelling the whole show and being angry at everybody. That's not a godly man. That is an angry man.
Amen.
That's not how you treat people, Kenneth. And I told Kent, I said, listen, if somebody calls you from a 111 or any other number and starts acting a fool on your show, you know what you do, Kent? You hang the phone up. It ain't rocket science, brother.
Yeah.
But he's
I'm
not going to talk about that on my show.
Are going to do. He can't hurt you. You're on a screen, okay, and you got the ability to go click, okay? Okay, so why not take the caller?
That's
Amen.
What I want to know. And I don't know if that dude listens to your show.
If a person is going to be a troll and he's going to want to say ungodly things, okay, what's it going to do to hurt you to take that caller and click him off if it's not a godly caller? I take Pastor Kent all the time calling from 111. And we
Kenny,
know it's a fake Pastor Kent, okay?
He's not.
And,
he might not be fake.
I don't know.
Kenny, the craziest thing is, today was the first time I've ever listened to Kent's show where there wasn't a disrespectful or a troll. There was no trolling going on. They were talking about the Holocaust. I mean, it was all serious conversation. I'm not joking. There was literally no tomfoolery, nothing. And then the one time this dude gets, and he was angry the whole show from the start to the finish. I don't know what his problem was. I don't know why I was mad. Maybe it has something to do with his sister being sick. If that's the case, I understand. But he's taking it out on the wrong people. And the crazy thing is, he didn't get disrespected. There was no tomfoolery. And he got a real call, and then the dude just completely hangs up on him and flips out and ends the show. I don't even know if I want to call anymore. He was very sensitive, very disrespectful to that caller, and also to me when I was trying to defend that man because he hung up on him, and I didn't think it was right, and I didn't say nothing disrespectful. I swear to you, all I said was the way he was acting was ungodly. That was the worst thing I said to him. And he just flipped out and said, "That's it, I'm done," and he ended the show. That's it.
He doesn't like any controversy. He doesn't like any criticism or suggestions.
Nope.
Not well, at all, you know, man. I mean, I'm guilty of ending the show early. Okay.
But you ended.
I end the show within like 16 minutes of the end time or something like that. You know. Okay,
but Kenny, this was in response. This is very clearly in response to me challenging him on treating his callers like crap. It was very clearly in response to being challenged. What, Kenny? I didn't hear you. Is that Farrar in the background? I can't hear. What did you say, Kenny?
That's Farrar. That's Farrar's drunk.
Can you get away from whoever's making all that racket so I can understand? What did you say, Kenny?
That's Victor. Victor's doing that.
Pastor Veal just called in. I'm going to bring Pastor Veal on.
He was there. Ask Veal to tell you. He was there.
Yeah.
Okay, Veal, what's up there?
I hear Victor chatting it up in the background, and it's very distracting.
No, he's nowhere near me. Nobody's chatting in the background.
Tell him to be quiet. Tell him to shut up.
Then what is that noise behind
you, loud.
Ken.
Kids are loud. He's 16 years old.
17. He's talking again. I hear it.
Tell him to shut up.
Kid, get him out of the room.
There's nobody in the room.
What's that sound then, Kent?
That's
it's
Farrar.
Coming from Pastor Leroy. Okay? I just muted Pastor Leroy. It was coming from him.
Okay.
Oh, it must be his wife.
Veal, can you confirm what I told Kenny? Did you hear what I said about Kent earlier?
Yes, I did. I can confirm. Kent got his first, like, real serious caller. Like, you know, I'm pretty good at distinguishing people's voices, and this guy I never heard before in my life. And this guy calls in on a 111, and I told Kent, "Hey, bud, Donnie Baby might be calling in on a 111. You might want to take some calls," because Kent will lie constantly about his callers. You know, I go on there, and I'm like, "Kent, we should take some callers. We're having a great discussion about the Holocaust here and about how Anne Frank, you know, didn't invent the hot dog, right?" And
what?
And Kent will be like, "Oh, we don't have any callers. We don't have any callers." And I'll go to Discord, and there will be like 10 people saying they have their hand raised and wanted to come on. So this guy comes on purely by accident because I think Donnie's calling in on a 111. And this dude is dead serious calling in the show. He isn't trolling him. He isn't messing with him. I have never heard this guy before in my life, but he sounded like he was about to have a serious discussion with Kent about the Bible. And Kent flips out on this guy, as Donnie said. He flipped out. He was so angry. And not only that, but he let the guy speak for like 15 seconds, right? And then he's like, "Well, that's too bad. Goodbye. Don't call it a 111. Which I just think that's ungodly. The dude's a diva. He's a little diva sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I think. He's not going to have a radio program if he doesn't let people call in.
Sometimes I think that man is still gay.
To defend him.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing about this is, is you want to reach people and you want to talk to people so that you can get your message across to people out there listening. And if you don't give a person a chance to talk about what you may be talking about or ask a question, you know, yeah, that's why I do a show.
Yeah, 100%. It's wild. He was angry the whole time, wasn't he, Veal? He got more and more angry as the show went on, and nobody was messing with him.
He was crying, I think, during his sermon. He was screaming during his sermon. He was very passionate, he also said some things about black people.
Yeah, I missed that part. I missed that part, or I would have tore him up about that.
Why does he do that?
Black people spades.
Every show, he's got to make that.
Oh, yeah, he called me a white supremacist, Kenny.
What?
He called me a white supremacist. I swear to God, man. I didn't even get to my point. That's why I called. I called to yell at him about that because he called me a friggin' white supremacist, and I didn't even get to that point because I was defending that dude that called before me that he hung up on and screamed at. So I never even got to my point because he hung up on me. He's just like, okay, show's over, I'm done, and he hung up. That was the end of it.
And he's a black guy.
How long was his show for?
I'm not
an
sure.
Hour.
About an hour.
Pastor Veal can verify.
He didn't get one troll call the entire time. Nobody said nothing mean to him at all.
No, nobody said anything mean to him. We were all very polite to Kent today. But I swear, Ken, you could fart in the direction of that man and he'd have a panic attack and leave his show. He track star out of here.
Well, I don't know what to say about Pastor Kent. I don't know.
Kenny,
maybe he's going up deep. I don't know.
We need an intervention.
In the words of...
Oh, no. Grover got his dick stuck on the tracks again.
No. They're just
Grover,
a
did you
police
get
car.
On the tracks again? Oh,
no,
oh.
A police car went by Haven for Hope. I'm sitting outside with a cigar.
Did you hide the cocaine, though? You better hide the cocaine. Did you put it in your butthole?
I ain't got no... I don't put no cocaine up my butt.
Oh, that's not what I heard from your cousin.
But you don't Grover, listen to him. Herbert? He's not right in the head.
Oh, that's what he said about you, brother.
I don't think that's funny, but okay. Well, anyway, let's go back to ragging on Pastor Kent.
Anyways, Pastor Kent, I asked him to come on tonight's show so he could, you know, actually talk to people and spread the word of God instead of just to himself. I think Kent fundamentally likes to listen to himself speak. He thinks he's a really big deal and all. But, you know, he is such a baby. And that's why I think that leader of the flock might be the real Pastor Kent. Because that dude, you know, he is the balls of a pastor. He comes on and he tells it how it is. And you might not like it sometimes. But that dude, like, this Kent is, dare I say, a bitch. And I say that lovingly. I think that's fair. Yeah, I think he needs to spread the word of God more concisely and without freaking out on people and crying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I agree, Kenny. I think he's the real Kent because at least, listen, you think it's the fake Kent, but I think it's the real Kent because he stands on in his own two shoes, brother. He don't move off that spot. You know what I'm saying? Kent, which I'll call fake Kent because I think he's fake. He's a fraud. I don't think he's a real pastor. You challenge him on anything. It could be anything. And I know I make fun of you, Kenny, about running and all that stuff. This dude, he invisible, brother. He gone. He gone. Today, I just challenged him on treating people with respect, and he took off like he was 13 years old and had just stole something. You know what I'm saying? He was just running, brother.
Like a color boy. Yeah.
Well, Pastor Leroy is back, okay? Let's see what he's got to say on this. Pastor Leroy.
Hello.
Jellico, man. This is Special Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. I'm making a dinner tonight. I'm listening to your show, but I am making a... Hold on. Look at this, man. Yeah, I'm making a great dinner tonight. Going
beer ain't
to
a dinner,
show, man.
Beer is not a
tonight.
Dinner. You gotta have food. Beer is not a dinner.
Look here, man.
Oh, Lord, Lord have mercy. Somebody better call that command center on him, boy.
I think he's watching the Eagles play or something.
Hope he didn't
he's
watch it on Monday
that,
night.
Taking that jinkum. He's eating that jinkum.
Yeah, that stuff is real dangerous. Have you heard about that, Pastor Ken?
No, I haven't.
So jinkum is a street drug. Actually, Grover, you explain jinkum to Pastor Ken. I think he needs to find out what it is.
I've never had it before, but I've heard it's an inhalant and a hallucinogen that is created from human poop that's been fermented. Apparently you put feces and urine in a jar or a bucket, and then you seal it with a balloon. And then you leave it out to ferment in the sun, and then the fumes are collected in the balloon.
You know what?
This homeless nigga gonna make me puke, man. What the fuck is he talking about?
I hear Victor again. I hear Victor. Victor's in the background again.
Hey, do you hear this shit? He talking about poop and pee in a jar? That sounds like some... Oh, shit, I didn't mute myself.
It's
watch
real, man. They did it in Africa. Like, the street kids in Africa and Kampala did it, and then it spread to the United States.
What did I tell you? This dick ain't going to suck itself, bitch. Come here.
Johnny, are you getting fellatio on air?
Man, I thought I had it on mute. I was unmuted again. I'm so stupid. I'm
Johnny.
Sorry, guys. I'm having a godly moment with my woman right now. Hold on.
Yeah, that's Victor in the background talking.
Yeah, why is Victor so chatty tonight, Ken?
Yeah, no, that's not Victor. Victor's not talking anything. Victor's in bed sleeping.
Can we get Victor on then? I want to talk to Victor.
You wake him up. Wake him up and put the phone in his ear.
Oh, God.
What's
the
matter?
Baby, take the shaft, baby. Come on.
Don't say shaft.
Well, I think Ferrara's listening. Hey, Ferrara, why don't you call in and say hi to everybody?
Oh, my God.
He's probably done jinkum. He's done jinkum in the past. He has a checkered past of his. Wait a minute. I just saw I'm looking up on Wikipedia, and it says that jinkum has been referred to by the slang term butt hash.
Ken, have you ever touched the stuff? You've never made butt hash before in your bathroom, right? You promised me that, Ken? I know you don't do drugs, but have you ever made butt hash in your bathroom? Like, just when you were maybe on drugs at one point in your life.
Nope.
No.
Butt hash and egg hole, baby.
I've never made butt hash.
Butt hash eats the egg hole, right, Dennis? That's a one-way street, brother. Leads to egg hole.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey. Did I ever tell you about the time I played in the Negro League baseball?
No, he never did.
Well, I played for a team called the Philadelphia Niggles. It's kind of like an Eagles ripoff name, but it was a black team, and it was called the Philadelphia Niggles.
That's a true story, Kenny. He played with Josh Gibson in the Negro Leagues, brother. Bet you didn't know that. True story,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
How did you become homeless then, Grover?
Well.
Oh, I don't think you want to tell that story out here, brother. That's ungodly.
Let's just say there's some women involved. Some women involved, and I trusted them, and then they stabbed me in the back. Oh, there's Victor.
Yeah, how about the story, bro?
Holy shit, Victor sound like he drunk as hell. He underage, Kenny. He should be drinking, man.
Victor
sounds like...
That's some fruity-ass shit, man. Thank you, Kenny. I can't listen to that trash.
Oh, God.
Victor, Ken, is it true that Victor is 16?
Oh, God. Thank you.
No, he's 17. He's 17. 17. He has to be.
Thank you.
Sounds like he's ordering a pizza on the phone right now.
No, it's not. It's all about him.
All
fucking
about what?
Mm.
I guess he's drinking piss. That's gross, Kenny.
Well,
Lord mercy.
What?
Lord have
mercy. He said
something
about drinking piss. I mean, he's 17. That's too young for that type of behavior.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
That leads to Jankum, or whatever it's called, that butt hash. Start drinking piss.
Really? Really?
Can I tell you, I played baseball in the Negro Leagues. Tell Victor Hush, I played in the Negro Leagues. I was on the Philadelphia Niggles. Did I ever tell you that before?
Yeah, the mascot was Nigglesworth. The mascot was Nigglesworth. That's where he was named. Nigglesworth was named after the mascot.
Right.
Well, that may be true.
That's a true story.
I haven't heard from BBF recently, by the way. I hope he's still alive and doing well.
I'm sure he is. Yeah, okay. Amen, Kenny. Amen. Any other callers, Kenny?
Yeah.
Nobody else is pressing. See, we've got three other callers that called in, but they haven't pressed the one key as of yet.
I say they should press the one key and come on. We all family on here, brother.
Amen.
If you called into the show, you might as well press the one key. I've once been on hold for 46 minutes and not press the one key.
There's that Victor again.
Oh, I like this song.
Is this the Texas A&M fight song?
Victory, fight on, go Johnny Unitas.
That's definitely.
Ken, are you watching the World Cup? You're not watching the World Cup this weekend?
No, I'm not.
Do you think soccer is a real sport?
Soccer's a real sport. I'm not into soccer. It never have been.
Yeah,
I figured you'd like sweaty
men's
running around and all that. I figured you'd like it.
Nah, I'm not.
Yeah, it starts on Sunday. Qatar plays Ecuador at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.
How the hell does Grover know all this shit, man? He live in a damn homeless shelter. He got a phone, like an Air Max or whatever that shit's called. I mean,
yeah, got the headphones now.
This man living better than I am, man. He don't have no job.
Yeah, me too.
I'm telling you, it's a lot different down here in Haven for Hope, Ken. You get your ass down here and you quit pretending that you're going to talk here. And if you actually come down here, you'll see it's a different place now.
Kenny, you need to go down there and hand out some 4781s, you know what I'm saying? And then you can, you know, help Grover out. Y'all can work together and help all those people out with the Christian, spreading the Christian word. And then you can help Grover out by draining his balls. Grover, do you co-sign that, brother?
I would accept that, yep. recommend.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
You got to do it out, kind of out of the sight of the people that run the place, because they don't appreciate any kind of an oral input.
Yeah, I understand that.
Ken, have you actually sucked off Grover before? Sorry for the ungodly language.
No,
but, like,
I've never
he always...
It was last year for Christmas, wasn't it, Grover, or was it New Year's?
I think it was 1 or 2 years ago. I don't.
Oh, yeah, it was 2 years. 2 years ago. Yeah, it was a while ago. Kenny been slacking on that.
Ken, you also, I think, had a bash at your house called the Ardash Anal Bash. Is that true,
that
or is that
Kane, brother?
No, I never had an anal bash on Ardash.
We documented it on Tony's show. We documented it, brother. I was there.
Nah, you never been to Ardash, Donnie. You never been here.
Banjo. Hey, Banjo.
And Donnie, isn't it true? Didn't Raccoon meet an untimely demise at this event, apparently?
Allegedly.
That's
allegedly.
Banjo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to speak on this too much because I Grover's my friend and I don't want to get him emotional on the show. But yes, there was an incident with a raccoon. That raccoon sadly was never heard or seen from again. And Grover had to find Banjo 2, which he now has 2.0 Banjo. But yes, the original Banjo disappeared into the darkness. So I think we all know where that is. Was never seen.
I really know.
Well, allegedly, it was Kenny, inserted Banjo into his rectum, and yes, then he had to have him removed, and poor Banjo was deceased at the veterinary clinic, and it's very emotional because I know Grover's my friend, and I know how much it was his emotional support animal, and it was a wild night, man. I mean, there's a lot going on there at the bash. I mean, Farrar was had a line of people.
I got it.
Sucking them all.
Yep.
So,
I got it. I'm a homeless veteran, so they gave me an emotional support Banjo. It's a raccoon. I named him Banjo. I'm not really sure why I call him Banjo, but he just kind of reminded me of a banjo, which makes no sense. But hey, Ken, did I ever tell you I was in the Negro Leagues baseball?
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered. One time I pitched a no hitter, and I was on acid at the time.
Oh, you like Doc Ellis, brother.
Yeah, I was on the acid. Ken, you ever been on the acid?
No.
You chicken.
But I think he mentioned he did Jenkum before, though, earlier, right?
No.
I don't know about that, but anyway, so Sunday, the World Cup kicks off. We got an 8K TV down here. We'll be looking. It's a 90-inch. And they got Qatar versus Ecuador. And then we got Senegal versus Netherlands. I'm going to take Netherlands in that because they got some blacks that they bring in from the Caribbean. And Netherlands is a pretty good team. Then USA plays Wales. And if we don't beat the Welsh, we might as well just give up. That's the USA. And I don't know about this Argentina-Saudi Arabia one. Argentina's got a bunch of Mexican-talking people, and they should be pretty good. Hello?
Did you hear that the World Cup, or Grover, too, did you hear that the World Cup banned alcohol? You cannot drink beer at the World Cup if you attend. And they just announced that. So everybody bought their tickets.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And they use slave labor to build the stadium, apparently.
I don't follow soccer too much. Where is the cup taking place this year, brother?
Qatar. It's a country in the Middle East, sort of by.
I know that place, Kenny. I think you had an orphanage there, didn't you? Oh no, wait a minute.
No.
My fault, Kenny. Sorry.
He was not stationed in Qatar. He may have been in Kuwait or Bahrain, but I don't think he was in Qatar.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Pastor.
Oh, no, you go ahead, Donnie. I apologize.
It's okay, brother. I just wanted to say, if one of those people that is listening on the line right now is Pastor Kent Hopper, press 1, you pussy, and come on here and answer to me right now. You called me a white supremacist, and you a baby, and you ran away before I could even talk to you about it because you're such a pussy. Come on the show like a man, Mr. Tex and all that other gangster talk, tough talk. Come on the show right now and talk to me like a grown-ass man. Sorry, Kent, I just wanted to get that out. I have a lot to say to that man. He wouldn't even let me speak on his show. He just ended it like a baby. Apologize.
Kent, maybe you should start
sad.
To pick...
That's sad. That is very sad.
Maybe you should text him and tell him to come on just right now. You
text.
Have his number.
Yeah, text.
Yeah, text. Give him a ring, Kent.
He won't come on. He won't come on.
Yeah, he will.
Tell him DC2 asked him to come on. Tell him I want to talk to him.
It's too late, man. He goes to bed early.
He's got a very old wife, and she goes to her bed about 8 o'clock. And he's got to go with her and rub her feet.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting. Lord have mercy, that's gross.
Well, in
Why
Canada,
rub her
rubbing
feet?
The feet, corns, and bunions.
Oh.
That
in
makes
Canada,
me
want
to throw up in my mouth, Grover.
In Canada, rubbing the corns and bunions is considered an act of foreplay.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So anyway, could back to the World Cup. On
that
a Wednesday.
Man had graveyard teeth. Oh, Lord.
I don't think about that. Now, I'm looking forward to this World Cup on Wednesday because Germany is playing the Japan. And that's kind of a World War II throwback. They used to be on the same side, Hitler and Emperor Tojo in Japan.
I thought it was Quasimodo. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know.
It was Emperor Hirohito, Grover. It was Emperor Hirohito, and Tojo was the Prime Minister of Japan.
Well, don't. I don't know anything about that, but let's not worry about details right now. It's just Germany versus Japan on Wednesday.
That sounds good.
Ken, did I ever tell you that one time I played in the Negro Leagues in baseball?
Yeah,
I don't think
did.
So. Oh, you did? I must have missed that part.
Yeah, I think I did.
I played for a team called the Philadelphia Niggles.
Hey, Ken, do you think it's possible that Grover's got Alzheimer's?
It's possible. Because
he's mentioned that same story 16 times already in the show, and it's not even been that long.
Yeah.
Excuse me, who is talking here?
No, this is DC too, brother. You told the Negro League story like 16 times already. We know you played in the Negro Leagues, brother. And we know the team and the mascot. We know the whole history of the team now, brother.
Did I tell you about my no-hitter I threw?
Yeah, you was on acid, brother. You told us that, too. Kenny,
well,
I think we might need to help Grover. I think he might have dementia. He has had
COVID
39
times. You gave the story away. I was going to say I was on acid, but you gave it away.
Grover, you already told the story. Bro. Kenny, I think he has dementia, and I think he has COVID again for 30. This would be the 40th time. Grover, you have COVID again, brother. You got that long COVID.
I don't think I do. I mean, I could go down to the VA hospital in San Antonio and get it taken a look at, though.
I thought they kicked you out for using up too many tests the last time. Well, you can go to a doctor.
Oh, it's the VA. The VA has endless resources.
Amen.
Ken, maybe you should go meet with Grover. I think he needs your help right now. You could.
I think he's got
a
serious. He's got a serious semen backup, and I think it's all the way to his brain, Kenny. You need to really drain him out there, brother.
Yeah, let's meet at the Audie Murphy VA Medical Center. It's on Merton Minner Boulevard.
I know where the VA center is. I go there myself.
Kenny, go meet him, brother. You can all have a meet greet and suck. That'd be have 3-for-1, brother.
I'd be in favor of that.
Good idea. Take your little motorized cart over there, Kenny.
Ken, you had all these bashes at your house.
No.
You had all these parties at your house, like the rectum bash and things like that. You won't even meet Grover again? Yeah,
raccoon bag.
Never had any is at my house.
Last time I heard everybody else said he did. Copper.
Never had an anal bag in my house.
Well, everybody says you did, Ken. So, like, what's up with that? Are they just, are you calling everybody else liars?
Yep.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I just looked on Urban Dictionary, and Dick Hopper is in here. A Dick Hopper on Urban Dictionary is a female who jumps from one sexual relationship to another. It's called a Dick Hopper.
Wow. That is coincidental, brother.
I thought his name was Dickie Hopper.
Well, well I just looked Dickie up Dick, Dick Hopper. Oh. Well, it says, another definition, this is alternate definition. It says, when you go from one guy to another, and here's the sentence, that hoe is a Dick Hopper. She likes one guy, then she likes another one.
I think
Ken, that was sort
actually,
of you.
I think his name is actually Dick, and I think his middle initial is E, and we just call him Dick E, Dickie, you know, like making a real Dick.
Actually, his name is Dick Hopper. Okay, he goes by
I'm so funny. Lord have mercy, I'm on a roll tonight, fellas. I'm in my bag tonight. Kitty, I'm in my bag tonight, brother.
Whoa. I just found a criminal record for a Dick Hopper, but it's in Kentucky. Oh, it says Richard Hopper. Offense number one, criminal attempted sodomy. Number two, sexual abuse.
That sounds about right.
Three. Offense three, incest.
Oh, that's him. That's him. That's really him.
He was convicted in 2010. He's currently
Dick
on
Hopper
probation.
Call from jail? He'd be using his phone to call you on his show, on your show, Kenny.
Well, they let inmates have cell phones now, from what I hear.
I mean, I heard he made love to livestock. I did hear that. And the incest and all that craziness, that sounds like him. And if you look at Kent, I mean, Lord have mercy. Have you ever seen an uglier human being? I mean, Lord, that
he
man's head weighs like 60 pounds. Sorry.
Donnie. What's up, Kent has pull, though. Kent, you know, he got that girl off of Castle Age, I'm pretty sure. That's what he told me. Like, that's pull, and he's got his Twitter, and he hits up all those attractive chicks on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he can his pool of slang and dick is for fat women and retarded women. That's where he does his damage. He can't actually get a woman with an IQ above 75, and that has been proven. That's a fact. Amen.
I think Ken lucked out with Tony Farrar. Yeah, Tony Farrar is a very smart cookie.
Amen. The only drawback
Amen.
Is
yeah.
top. And that's not even a drawback for Kenny.
Very smart. Been to college and know.
What did Tony F. major in?
I really don't know. I don't know what his major was.
He majored in prostitution, brother. He started his own business. He's an entrepreneur.
Amen.
Does Tony F. employ 10 plus people?
Say what?
Does Tony F. They're saying Tony Farrar runs a brothel, Ken. Does he employ 10 plus people?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't operate a brothel.
I think he actually worked for a friend of mine. Well, not a friend, a family member of mine back in the 80s named Goldfish. He was a pimp. And I think Farrar worked he worked circuit, you know what I'm saying? He walked the circuit back in the day. And I think that was how that arrangement went down. But I think Farrar was learning the ropes so that he could, you know, graduate into pimping. But I think he got away from that and went another direction. So good for him for getting off of that path of evil. Amen.
I think I remember Goldfish from back in the day. He walked around. He had live goldfish in his shoes, right? And
that's a true story.
You found
your
ex-wife parlaying up in your house, I think.
That bitch hit me with a shoe, man. She threw a shoe shit stuck in my forehead. Kenny, you remember that? When that bitch threw that shoe? And I got caught my forehead. I had to go to the emergency room, and I had to pay. And all the children was running around, and it was crazy. It was crazy. You sleep in Walmart. You sleep with my wife. You slept with my wife, Kenny.
Johnny,
did
you ever see your ex-wife?
Hell no. Hell to the no. I never want to see that woman again, man. That bitch, I got a scar on my forehead from that bitch on high heel, Kenny.
Yeah, she was wild.
Like she was Kenny, she threw that shoe at me like she was motherfucking Satchel Paige, man. That shit hurt.
Satchel Paige. Ken, that reminds me, did I ever tell you about when I played in the Negro League baseball?
Yeah, you did. All righty. Well, I'm gonna give a shout out here to one from Alabama. I know you've been listening. Because he deserves a shout out. Okay. Give a shout out to Johnny Long's brother as well. Okay.
Who's he?
Give a shout out. Patrick Veal, DC2, Your Buddy Ashley, okay, Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, and Honky Smooth. Okay?
Can I give a shout out, Kenny? Kenny?
Huh?
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to say kiss my black ass to Kent Hopper. That's my shout out.
Okay. Well,
that's not nice.
All right.
Can you give a quick shout out to this guy? He's a member of my church and he needs a shout out real quick. He's listening in right now. I typed it in chat.
What's his name?
I typed it in chat. Could you just read that for me?
Are you talking about Nick Burrs?
Yeah. He's a good parish member.
Okay, we'll give a shout out to Nick Burrs. Okay.
Nick what? How
Nick,
you spell that?
B-U-R.
Nick Burrs.
Nick Burrs?
Yeah.
I don't reckon I ever heard him before.
He's a member of my parish.
Well.
Good guy.
Oh, Ken, Thursday's, Thursday's Thanksgiving. You going to have an extra seat at the table for me? I could come down?
We don't even have a kitchen table anymore. We don't use
what the hell do you eat?
We just eat off trays.
Kenny, do you eat in a doghouse that you sleep in, man? That's crazy.
Kennel.
No, we just don't have a kitchen table anymore.
The kettle.
Food trays.
Kenny, you need
what
to
What type of food do you eat?
Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a lot of microwave stuff in a microwave, like a microwave taco, a microwave pizza, microwave chili.
Microwave turkey. Kenny, you need to let Grover come down and grub with you. He'll regale you with stories. I don't know if you know this, but Grover actually pitched in the Negro Leagues.
Yeah.
He threw a note.
Yeah,
I did. He will regale you with those stories, Kenny.
One time threw a no-hitter, but the reason why I threw it is because I was on acid.
True story, Kenny. I don't know if you heard that story, Kenny.
Well, okay. I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a wonderful
Amen.
Night, and see y'all tomorrow.
Amen. Amen.
Goodbye, Ken.